Organizers of a citizens' ballot initiative to restore Alaska's coastal management program have well over the number of signatures required to put it on the statewide ballot, says Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello.
We've exceeded 30,000. In terms of overall numbers, it's approaching my level of comfort.
Volunteers started gathering signatures less than a month ago. 26,000 are required. The signatures must be filed with the State Division of Elections tomorrow. Botello says volunteers will stop the petition drive at 6 p.m. The question now is whether they have the required district distribution, which is
7% of registered voters who voted in the last election in each of 30 of 40 House districts.
Botello and Kodiak Island Borough Mayor Jerome Selby are among several local officials who formed the Alaska Sea Party to bring back a coastal management program. The Parnell administration shut down the program last summer after the legislature and governor's office failed to reach a compromise to renew it. Sea Party organizers will hold a news conference tomorrow to update the initiative's progress. If the legislature enacts substantially similar legislation this session, the initiative would not appear on the statewide ballot this fall. Juneau Representative Beth Curtula believes the legislature will take it up. She says collecting more than 26,000 signatures in record time is a powerful message.
Legislators will sit up and take notice that, you know, the state's pretty much spoken on it and we need to get back to work and get our program back. We lost it by one vote last session, and now we're the only coastal state in the union not to have a coastal zone program.
Alaska has nearly 40% of the entire coastline of the United States and has no program to coordinate management.